Welcome to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parsha Tzav. Rather than talking about the Parsha this week, I would like to talk about the Shabbos. This Shabbos is a special Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol, and I would like to discuss with you several of the reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. One of the more famous reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol is because a great miracle happened at the first Shabbos before the actual Yetziat Mitzrayim, was that the Jewish people were commanded to take a seh, which was considered to be the god of the Egyptians, and they were to slaughter it, and nothing happened to them. That's why it was called Gadol, because a great nes gadol happened for them. Another reason why this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol is because when Hashem first promised Avraham Avinu, he told him that he would make him into a goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. And it was this Shabbos, which is connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim, connected to the emergence of the Jewish people, when this promise, in fact, came through. So therefore, Shabbos HaGadol is a reference to the Goy Gadol, which was going to come through the promise to Avraham Avinu. Likewise, there is another reason for Shabbos HaGadol, and that is because it has become tradition right before Pesach for the Gadol Shebatehillah to give a drasha in the afternoon with regard to matters on Pesach. So therefore, it is called Shabbos HaGadol because it is the Shabbos of the Gadol of the community, the great one of the community, to speak and be Doresh with regard to Pratim and Halachos of Pesach. Others might perhaps say that because the speech of the drasha is so long, that it is a drasha Gadol, that is why it is called Shabbos HaGadol. I'd like to conclude with perhaps another lesser-known reason why the Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol, and that is we know that there were tzedukim. The tzedukim only believed in Torah Shebichtav and not in Torah Shebaal Peh. And since they only believed in Torah Shebichtav, they took every word of the Torah literally. They did not allow for commentary by the rabbis in the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah, the Gemara, etc., and so forth. And therefore, Shavuos for them always fell out on a Sunday, because the pasuk says, "Usfartim lachem mimacharat haShabbat." You should start counting the day after Shabbat, and since there's 49 days, therefore, 7 weeks later, it's going to be a Sunday. However, lahotzi miliban shel tzidukim, in order to show that the tzidukim were not correct, we know that Pesach was called Shabbos. We know that Yom Tov is sometimes called Shabbos, and Shabbos is sometimes called a Moed. That's why it says Eile Moedei Hashem, and it first talks about Shabbos. So therefore, in this week where Pesach falls, we know that there is a Shabbos, which is Pesach, because it says Usfartam Lachem Mimacharat HaShabbos. However, Pesach, Yom Tov, is considered a Shabbos Katan, and therefore, in contrast to the Shabbos Katan, we also reflect that this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol, because in connection with Pesach, which is a Yom Tov and considered to be Shabbos HaKatan, Shabbos, the real Shabbos, is called Shabbos HaGadol. I hope everybody enjoys this Shabbos, as well as the upcoming Chag HaGeula. May we go from Yagon L'Simcha, Ume Evel L'Yom Tov, and may we have only Besarot Tovot and Yeshuot. And we know that B'Nisan Atidin Ligael, may this month be the time of the true Geula and true Yeshua, Chag Kasher V'Sameach, to one and to all.